producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide here today. We've had a couple of computer glitches today. You can hear the commercials been cut off a bit. But that computer glitch has now been fixed. We'll be able to go to your calls. Now, we have a computerized phone system with upwards of 100 phone lines. They fill up instantly, but then we have to go through the calls and find out who's really calling from Austin, Texas, and find out what topic you're on and get you on. So if you're on hold listening right now, don't hang up. We're going to get to you if you're calling from Central Texas on South by Southwest Conference. I'll be getting to that in the next segment. I want to continue with some news that's extremely important first. In fact, let's just get into this stack. USDA reports virulent strain of avian flu in Kansas poultry. The problem is this strain can jump into humans, or similar strains have, and they're extremely lethal. But if there is ever a bird flu outbreak, they'll just cover it up. I mean, I have more articles today about more Ebola cases, more scientists coming in with Ebola, more cover-ups. The media has even said, Forbes and others, that they were ordered not to report on Ebola cases in the U.S. So I don't know how bad it is. But out of sight, out of mind, it's kind of like the borders are completely wide open, and for 6 months, we didn't even know it until Border Patrol told us. We went down and videotaped it. And I always use that as an example. If they can do that, they can do anything. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed an infection of a virulent strain of avian flu in poultry in Kansas, the first case in the migratory bird route that runs through the center of the country. The USDA identified H5N2, the flu strain, in the backyard chicken and duck flock in Leavenworth County, Kansas. According to a statement issued on Friday, it is the first case in the central flyaway migration route, which stretches north-south from Montana to Texas. The same strain of the virus, which is deadly in poultry, has been found at commercial turkey farms in Minnesota, Missouri, and Arkansas. They lie in a neighboring migratory route called the Mississippi Flyway. Here's another one out of Reuters as well. U.S. bird experts mystified by Midwest avian flu spread. A virulent strain of avian flu has killed turkeys in the heart of the nation's poultry region. It has been found through molecular testing to be nearly identical to viruses isolated in migratory ducks. But some wildlife experts are skeptical of suggestions that wild birds are responsible for spreading the H5N2 strain that has infected poultry. Top investigator for the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the testing performed by governments supports the conclusion the virus is being carried by waterfowl along the established migratory route that stretches from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. I remember a real false flag back in, what was it, 2001 with the foot and mouth that was a weaponized strain. It popped up in like, I forget, like 50-something different areas from Scotland to southern England. It popped up everywhere. And it popped up the same week, and I said, clearly, foot and mouth, looking at how it spread, and the high kill rate this is having, this is weaponized. Well, it turned out, they said, an environmental activist working at a lab had gotten it out and spread it with cohorts, but then nobody got in trouble. That's a cover, folks. They were going after rural communities trying to pass draconian laws. And I don't know if this is that, but a lot of the experts, when you read on, are saying, this is popping up all over the country, and it's the same strain, and it's not even in migratory routes. This one is. And this doesn't add up. Well, we see a lot of industrial espionage, and it could be done by weirdo environmental groups or foreign governments or criminal groups in our government. When people say, are you against the government? I'm against how our government is just this wide-open interface for corporations and other governments to create their own fifth columns inside of it and screw over the public. I mean, is it the government coming out with TVs that watch and listen to you? Well, yeah, government has let it happen. But it's beyond that. It's a corporate conspiracy against humanity and against free market and against choice, against free will. Stay with us. Your call's coming up.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
KLON, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, because it ties into what's happening with South by Southwest and a lot of other issues, the legal case against internet rules and why the Hill experts, who've talked to a bunch of experts, believe that the law, well, it's not a law, that the regulations put forward outside of law are basically illegal and were not done properly. Exactly what I've been saying. But now we've had time to look over what's in this. And I was having arguments with people last night. I was saying, listen, there was a threat of big corporations to try to take over the internet and end net neutrality. But out of that fear, the FCC power grabbed it, and a lot of the same corporations will now go in to this whole regulatory nightmare where the FCC now claims jurisdiction over it, and you will see not just what they've currently done, but a bunch of other laws and regulations coming out within that framework to start chopping up the internet, taxing it, and tracking it, which is in the actual document that I covered on Friday in detail. It's 400 pages, not 330-something like we were told, and it is a bloody nightmare. That video is up on InfoWars.com. It's titled, Confirmed, FCC Takeover of the Internet. And the FCC is an agency that I've been on there 20 years. I've seen people deal with them. They put EAS kill switches in all your broadcast systems. There's an Obama kill switch, a government kill switch in the internet now. I mean, this is the takeover, folks. I'm going to say this real slow. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are both for this power grab. The Republican leadership could have stood in the way and said, we make the laws. They didn't. Now, the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership like it. When they're run by the big globalist consolidators, do you think it's good? Oh, but you heard Obamacare was going to give you something free. Or a lottery ticket was going to give you something for free. All the immigrants coming here, the magnet, unlimited numbers. I mean, it's millions every few months now. And the government keeps those numbers secret, but has admitted recently there's something like 40 million illegals are getting ready to legalize. Came out in the news last year, Senator Sessions released it. They're preparing 40 million green cards, more than the populations of three Central American countries. I remember that headline. In fact, I typed that in. It was Guatemala and two others. I think it was Politico. It was government prepares more green cards than in three Central American countries. And then it listed them. 40 million. It was in the news last week that the illegals are going to get Social Security cards in 2016. Just, oh, you want a driver's license? Here it is. Go vote. And I'm not against these people, except it's a globalist plan to get them here with the freebies, then change the laws, take those away. There it is. Obama administration quietly prepares surge of millions of new immigrant IDs. That's Breitbart, but the one I saw was just incredible. So that's coming up. And that ties in to South by Southwest. I've lived in Austin for 23 years. My mother's from Austin. Her parents are here, or my grandfather's dead. My grandmother's hanging on. Tough lady. And I've seen South by Southwest from its infancy. Was it 26, 27 years old? I forget. Hit me a Wikipedia on them, if you can, please. I know who started it. Lewis Black, fake name, whatever. Not the comedian. Guy's got a major axe to grind, makes stuff about me constantly. If I wanted to sue him, I could many times over. But that's, and I know he listens because he writes about me almost every week, attacking me and making up more garbage. But long story short, he takes the David Cross approach. The big comedian who made a movie saying that I hate Jews and black people. You know what? He apologized to us this weekend. We're going to see if we can get him on the show because he knows that's a load of bull. He said his supporters are chewing him up.
Looks like it was 28 years ago.
It was 28 years ago it was founded. Yep. So 28 years ago it was founded. So I was here from the infancy when it was like Rick Linkletter and people like that. It was true underground films making it to the big time, giving them a national platform. It was musicians getting a national platform. It was interesting. And so the people that started, I think, you know, did something interesting, did something that's laudable. I can say that of Lewis Black, owner of the Chronicle. But, see, I live here, so I know the inside behind-the-scenes baseball. I know that if you own a coffee shop in South Austin, because I have my office next door to them, down on Mary Street, that they would actually send people from South by Southwest that work for it, threatening them with lawsuits, you name it, or worse, and then the cops would show up over music, but South by Southwest can blare it at any octave at once, and they would shut it down. I know filmmakers that would set up their own film festival with a blow-up screen and a deal, and then they would do the same thing. So a lot of what I would liken to gangsterish, underhanded, anti-free market type activities. We're going to go to break and come back with your calls on this subject. And then last year, I had a crew out handing out free magazines, InfoWars magazines. I had a street team, paid them like $5,000, a team of like six, seven people over 3 days to hand out 20,000 magazines. First it was going to be 5,000, then I expanded it. And South by Southwest complained, they admitted it, and sent out code enforcers to say, you can't hand out stuff in America. So see, I'm not going to spend all day on this. It isn't about me being violated by these people. It's about the fact that it's gone from being something that was grassroots to now one of the biggest, if not the biggest, interactive music film conferences in the world, because it combines all three, to a case where 100,000-plus people show up, and I was downtown today. I stay downtown part of the time. And I sit here and I watch these people desperately with all the money they've got, and I talk to them. In fact, I just do a video warning the average South by Southwest mark of what's happening. Hey, South by Southwest chump target. You know who muggers in New York park? A out-of-towner woman, generally. And they jump on you from behind, slam your head to concrete, and rob you. Three thugs. Well, this is just a more sophisticated form of that, in my opinion, in my view. And so all they do is they advertise, this is where you strike it rich, why they found all sorts of goodies in the hills of California, and then everybody rushes out there for a gold rush. This is the exact type of garbage that we've seen over and over again. Now, continuing, it's that lottery ticket, gold rush, mindless mentality that I see the globalists with feminism and political correctness and college. I shouldn't really be singling out South by Southwest because they just follow the rest of the Hollywood model. In fact, here's my best analogy or best allegory or parallel to what's happening at South by Southwest. If I was out in L.A. and saw Greyhound buses show up every day, and documentary has been made about this, of 18-year-old beauty queens who can't be cheerleaders anymore, but they nearby to smile and look at them, they think they're all going to be movie stars, within 1 week, they are in hardcore porn. Or they're pimping on the street, being pimped out on the street. And it's the exact same thing. Colleges, I mean, when I talked about this 15 years ago, people didn't believe me. Now it's all over the news that most degrees are worthless unless you want a giant student debt and you're going to be bagging groceries or being a waitress or a waiter for the rest of your life. But all those people dream of being big movie stars or musicians. That's why every waiter is going to be a movie star or a musician, and every grocery bagger is going to be a movie star. Now, those are the wannabe white-collar ones whose parents were white-collar who are now going below blue-collar because they went and got the degree and bought into the system. I'm going to break down the heart of South by Southwest, the scam, when we come back. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got four or five callers from Austin, but dozens of others from all over the world. Look, I kind of tend to babble. Let me crystallize my problem with South by Southwest and why it's important to you if you're listening in Russia or China or Mexico or Antarctica, for that matter. It's fad-driven propaganda where the system creates a big event, gets everybody obsessed with it, and then puts cultural messages into it. Then they sell the idea that if you make a pilgrimage to the Mecca of South by Southwest or the Mecca of UT or the Mecca of Penn State or the Mecca of Harvard or the UC Berkeley, that you're going to get a career and a future out of that while the country's being shut down, while the jobs are being shipped overseas. And when you read the political think tank actuaries from 30 years ago and from a year ago, they're following a set plan. A world's being built where you have no power, where you are emasculated, where you are dehumanized, where you are not independent. That's the name of this Borg game. And South by Southwest in just the last decade has turned into a bunch of desperate people, it looks like at a job fair, walking around trying to get a job. Almost everyone. And there's almost no local media, almost no independent film, almost no independent music. It's just bigger and bigger acts. 30, 40-year-old rock bands coming to town. It's just turned into a big entertainment extravaganza, but being sold as a shot for you to make it, just like most of the degrees are worthless. So I'm going to tell women something. If you're driving down the road, you're 19, you live in Kansas City. We're on in Kansas City right now. You're beautiful. You want to be a movie star. You read People magazine every day. You don't feel like you have value if you don't go to L.A. Every guy tells you you're beautiful. There are predators in Los Angeles, and when you get there, you're not going to get an actress job. You might, if you don't want to be a prostitute, be an assistant to somebody. And that's actually your best shot, would be an assistant to somebody who's wealthy and then marry him. And that's a very low probability. Just like every kid thinks they're going to be in the NBA or the NFL. It's a 1 out of 5,000 shot or more. It's made up. And they focus on things that aren't based on normal human activity. If we went in the right direction, you could have a shot to be part of a space colony. Or you could have a shot to be part of a really dangerous undersea colony. To be a true trailblazer. Or you could have a shot at, we don't even think in those directions. Because the elite don't want us thinking about autonomous drones. They don't want us thinking about GMO and AI. That's all they talk about. You just go watch your football and go to your South by Southwest and act trendy while the government and corporations are about, in their own words, 30 to 40 years advanced the technology they even let us know they have. So see, I'm into the real world. And Nico, you were popping in. We were talking during the break. You've been here 10 years. What's your view on South by Southwest? Nico Acosta here in the studio.
When I got here about 10 years ago, it used to be a lot of fun. There was an energy in the air that was sort of intoxicating, and it's not really here nowadays. It's just so commercialized that it actually makes me sick to be in that environment now, and it used to be my highlight of every year.
Exactly, and it's all these wannabe guys in suits with sunglasses on going, I got a major deal. Yeah, we'll make the deal right now in front of groups of people. It's just like L.A. You go out there, it's meeting after meeting, and everybody's going to be a big star, and this project's going to get made, and 99.99% of the time, nothing happens. Or even if you do a project, then the people screw you out of the money. And believe me, folks, I've been involved in it. I know. And then now L.A.'s collapsing, in the words of their mayor 2 years ago. They are, quote, collapsing. That whole old system is collapsing. And they're all running here. And I'm just being invaded by drooling, desperate trendies, all running around with narcissistic smiles on their faces. Vampires can't get blood from each other. And I think about, they're worse than lottery ticket buyers. They're worse than the young girls that travel out to L.A. thinking they're going to be movie stars. And I guess they do end up being stars, getting $1,000 a scene. You know, that's what's incredible, is that prostitutes, a street hooker makes more than a porn star now. But see, they call it a star. A star. You tell somebody they're a star. You're a star, you don't want to get married and have kids. You're a star, you like Obama. You're part of the winning team. This is what the fad mind control is all about. I'm going to put Buckley Hammond, my cousin, on the spot here. He's a reporter, but also out there running the board today, coming in with one of our crews sick. And Buckley, run over there to the microphone and talk to us on air. You've been living in Austin 20-plus years, just like I have. In fact, you live down here about 25 years ago, before I even got to Austin 24 years ago. What is your take on South by Southwest? I mean, it's fine for us to hijack it. I mean, we're on Drudge Report. We're all over the news. We're getting millions of extra views and listeners from it. But we're there pimping the pimp. We're there taking South by Southwest, the big corporations, and burning their butt. Our reporters are out there flaming them and just smashing them every day. They want to stop us from handing out magazines or filming on the street. How about you go to Hades, South by Southwest wannabes? Go to North Korea, you vampires. But see, they want to be in Austin. They already sucked L.A. dry. They already sucked New York dry. They already sucked down all these places. So now they're coming to Texas to raise our taxes. That's another thing. They collapsed California, and now they're here with carbon taxes and smart growth and all their inside jobs. I'm sick of it. You're a bunch of totalitarian snot noses. Buckley, go ahead.
Well, I certainly would have to agree with Nico that it's no longer a grassroots kind of a really creative circumstance where you get these, you know, amazing bands from Norway that you've never heard of, that you stumble into a little bar and you hear the most amazing music you've ever heard. It's really not that so much more. It's very, very, very corporate. And the second part that you kind of alluded to is it's really weird now, because South by Southwest has become this organization that kind of just takes over the town almost like a big parasite. It comes in, and all of a sudden their weird totalitarian rules about where you can go and what you can do, that's been so influenced, influences the local government and the police and everything else. It becomes this almost like quasi sort of government system that descends upon the city and sort of, changes the right of way on streets. And
see, that's why you need to be on air, buddy. I'm trying to make you do that. You've already been successful in TV, radio, filmmaking your own right. Buckley moved to Chicago 12 years. I had to really, really offer him a lot of money to even get him down here. He was successful in his own right. Buckley helped me 23 years ago start the radio show. He saw me for 3 years. And I wasn't successful through the corporate venue. I had to create my own information platform, my own films first. And that's the thing. You're not going to find success going to the big whorehouse Southwest, South by Southwest. You're going to have to create your own media system based on passion. Then people will support you, but not just showing up and repeating the Trinity slogans. And let me say this, and we're going to break, and I swear, going right to your calls for the last two segments. This is the heart of my problem with it. They're stealing people's dreams, making them think that you come to them, you get off the Greyhound bus in L.A. when you're 18 as a beautiful woman, and you're going to be a movie star. No, you're not. You're going to be lined up with 100 guys in a gangbang scene, okay? And I hate to get gross here, but that's what's going to end up with AIDS. You end up with HIV and hepatitis and everything else. That's what they offer you, is HIV and hepatitis. Well, here they offer you bankruptcy and failure. But I notice these trendies like gamblers, these are really obsessive gamblers, the South by Southwest crew. They will keep doubling down on college and this scam and every other scam trying to get it. And then you hit the nail on the head. Over the last 15 years, they shut down hundreds of nice music venues, saying sound ordinances because they were too loud, because of, quote, downtown residences, before there were any downtown residences. Now they built all the downtown residences and let them blare it as loud as they want, because it's big mega companies. It was big corporations coming in, destroying beautiful Austin, and then, like, the thing trying to become it. And I'm announcing South by Southwest is dead. I think it'll be falling apart within 3 years. It's peaking.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The globalists move into states, move into countries, raise the taxes, exempt themselves, implode the economy, and then move on to the next country or next state. Austin now is covered by parasitic locusts and their camp followers, a bunch of self-obsessed narcissists with their constant obsessions with Facebook and Twitter, echo chambering, believing that they will travel here and finally become part of the TV fantasy world, when they're living in the real world on a planet in space. See, it's the false matrix reality trying to take over. I want to hear from Austin callers. I'm going to go to everybody, but I want to hear specifically from people at South by Southwest, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. I mean, I saw McDonald's out this morning at South by Southwest, so I thought they're covering it. I got some video for report in the next few days. I shot one. And they have these tubular backpacks on their backs handing out free McDonald's coffee. McDonald's is collapsing right now. I'm not just saying South by Southwest will collapse. I'm predicting it will collapse. They've already dialed back a third from last year. That was the beginning of the collapse. You heard it here first, in my view. McDonald's is collapsing. That's in the news. We told you years ago that was coming. The people are waking up. They had guys out handing out free coffee, and then they would take a selfie with the person and tell them they were a star and post it on some McDonald's website subsection. Like, you're a star, and people are lining up. That's their demographic, though. The general public is like, no way, I don't want to be on the McDonald's website like an idiot chump. Oh, look, I'm a movie star. My photo's on a McDonald's subpage somewhere. But South by Southwest narcissists, they all line up around the block to do it. That's what's sick. Okay, I want to go to Gareth. I want to go to the janitor. I want to go to Ronnie. I want to go to Maggie, Jay, Charles, Paige. There's some Matt. We're going to get to everybody. I'm going to try to shut up. Just give me your point. I'm moving to the next person. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Austin, Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. This is based on my passion for Dr. Ron Paul and boycott South by Southwest. Hey, what a concept.
Well, what happened to you? Just tell us.
Okay. My political rights to spread love for Dr. Ron Paul were denied to me outside but near their entrance. I mean, it wasn't...
Oh, I know. No, they had the police come over and they said, Mr. Jones, we know it's not illegal for your crew to hand out magazines, but South by Southwest is threatening the city and code inspectors, and they're telling us. And I said, then arrest us. And the cops said, no, I'm not going to do it. And the cops refused to follow the fake orders of the code inspector who was right there saying we couldn't hand out magazines. I said, I'm going to sue all of you. And the cops said, we got it on video. They said, Alex, we're not doing it. I mean, that was 2 years ago. No, that was last year. I mean, there's just no end to these people. What did they do to you? Where were you, Ronnie?
Well, I was at near the entrance to the event, but I was outside of it, you know, in the park. So evidently just carrying a Ron Paul sign, as I often do, was reason enough for them to harass me and drive me illegally. I mean,
now, did they order the cops to do it because they're God, they're South by Southwest trendies, or was it the trendy little non-paid bots of South by Southwest?
I think they were the bots. They might have had some authority there, you know, some uniformed people there. But like,
well, Ronnie, I know this. If somebody shows up at my, because they show up at any media operation and say you're not allowed to operate in the city where Don Corleone, I mean, if any mafia ever shows up here and tells me I can't operate, they're going to get a big problem. I appreciate your call. But see, you don't recognize it because they're like trendy mafia. But they'll, let us have your speech. Don't be racist. Turn your guns in. You can't have a music event anywhere in the city when we have it, or we'll come after you. We own everything. We're God. Let's go ahead and talk to the janitor in FEMA Region 9. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, janitor. You're on the air worldwide.
Fantastic. There's a couple of factors that you haven't been covering regarding the Middle East and Iran, and I know this is deviating from your topic.
It's okay. Of course people deviate. Just go ahead and get to it, brother. We're not screening your call.
Wesley Clark talked about seven countries, Egypt, Iran, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan. The only two countries that stand, basically, are Syria and Iran. Biggest gas producer in the world, the top two is Russia and Iran.
And they want to cut them off so they can cut off Russia supplying Europe and the rest of the world with the oil and gas.
No, that's not the case. The reason why the new South Stream happened is because it went through Turkey, and Turkey is going to go through there. And the second gas producer is Iran, which they have a pact that's going to run from the pipeline through Kurdistan or current Iran.
No, I know. That was Gazprom. In Russia, if you cut off the Unocol pipelines and things, then the West won't control the shipments to China. So they want to stop any Russian pipelines in Afghanistan and put in U.S. pipelines. Then you're right. They want Turkey to get that gas that's there in the Mediterranean. Yes. I mean, of course, there's so many facets to this. How could you not cover them all?
There's only three countries. This is the death of the petrol oil. This is how it's going to happen. There are three countries that benefit from Iran becoming the darling of the United States. Those that don't benefit is Israel, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia and Israel are on the bad side. Turkey is on the good side because they just get $500 and some odd million just for having the pipeline.
That's a big part of it. You're right. That's why they want to attack Iran. Everybody knows Iran already has nukes. It's not about that. It's about destabilizing the region. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Garth in San Francisco on South by Southwest. Go ahead. You're on the air.
To me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, good. There's so much I want to talk about South by Southwest. No, I'm limited on time, but so I work in tech, and I live in San Francisco, and I see it a lot, this just sycophantic, you know, sucking up to the whole tech industry. And they put on events here that are sponsored by Google, Microsoft, Facebook, you know, all the big tech companies. So it's, and they, what they, the sick thing is that they call it community. They call it the technology community, but it's not community. It's a big corporate event. And the same thing is true. You can go to southbysouthwest.com and you can see the list of all the sponsors on there. You know, and you've got McDonald's, which you had already mentioned earlier. You've got your AT&T, Pepsi. Now, switching over real quick to, well, I want to cover the feminism thing. So the feminism is tied in with it, too, because now they're trying to get more women in tech. And if you see this whole big push for women in tech, you haven't covered this on your show, but there's a big push for women in tech.
No, there's
to get women.
There's a push everywhere where if guys have degrees and better scores and work harder, they don't care because men are inherently bad, and we've got to get women in there to make sure, again, that it's the end of families, the end of humanity. It's a resource-based allocation to end humanity as we know it.
This goes back to the Jaffe memo where they say encourage women to work. It's the same plan.
To get their taxes and break the family up. It has nothing to do with empowering women.
Right. It's not, and it's working. It's totally working. And they've got smart cities. They got smart cities there. They're trying to promote driverless
cars.
That's
right. Austin is piloting the driverless cars, the tax by the mile, and now Hertz has announced cameras in their rent cars. It's just crazy. And then you tell these trendies, hey, you know, this technocracy is being designed in a bad way, and they say, nothing will stop it. Google is taking over. Last year we had an interview. I mean, it's so cult-like.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to get on here, because I'm in tech, and I'm not, and I don't want it to be like, oh, you know, these rednecks versus all these tech guys, because I'm in it. I see it. I've worked at companies that are doing things like this. I'm like, hey, this is not a good product. But the other thing I really wanted to get on is, I want to jump real quick, because I know I'm limited on time, is the biotech. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there was a woman from Organic Consumers who was actually banned from speaking there by the biotech industry organization, who has a big influence at South by Southwest, which is now the big thing. They're going to push GMOs because GMOs are going to stop global warming. And it sounds nutty, but glyphosate's good.
I'm aware of the big push here at South by Southwest to push GMO and cancer rate, glyphosate, and all the rest of it. But you're telling me where there's a news article that they banned a woman from speaking here?
Green Giant picks up. It's on Organic Consumers. They banned this woman from speaking at South by Southwest. You can look it up. Gene Giant kicks OCA off SX.
Gene Giant kicks woman off South by Southwest. Look it up.
Yeah,
it up. I want her on, and I want her in studio. In fact, whoever they're blackballing, I want them on here.
Yeah, and this, the industry that's doing that, it's called Biotech Industry and Organization, and they have a large history of working through the Bivings Group, which was hacked, and they were completely doxxed. All their information was leaked, and it was on WikiLeaks. And but there's still a lot of the same people, a lot of shady organizations going on.
Well, I mean, that's my biggest problem with South by Southwest and these corporate events is they're totalitarian. They have the nerve to say we couldn't hand out magazines, but anybody else can hand out stuff. I mean, they're just total out-of-control thugs. And I got news for these totalitarian leftists. We're not putting up with them.
They want young people to think that, you know, yeah, just like you're saying earlier, they want, yeah, you're gonna be a star. You're going to be working in tech. Hey, it's not that glamorous. I'm telling you, when I'm in San Francisco and I'm paying rent, which is over $2,000 a month for a 400-square-foot apartment in what's
my name? I hear you, brother. You're a great caller. Lots of facts. Maggie, Jay, Charles, Fergie, and other people. Your calls are coming up. Get ready.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the article about South by Southwest and a very respected organization, Organic Consumers Association. I want to call this lady tonight. I want to get her on tomorrow. She was set to be part of a Free Your Mind session, interactive, but basically pressure was put on it to not expose glyphosates or GMOs. Well, good luck. You can have McDonald's run around handing out all their free garbage all day. Nothing's going to put that back together again. Speaking of glyphosates, when I'm going to your phone calls, I have two news articles here in my stack just from the last week. Fluoride in drinking water may trigger depression and weight gain, warned scientists. London Telegraph, in a major government study. Here's another article on Infowars.com. 24,000 chemicals may be tainting your bottled water. You need to filter your own water. You need to filter it with a system that actually reduces or cuts it all out. We sell two different platforms that do it that are very affordable that I personally use, the ProPure G2 systems and the Clearly Filtered, InfoWarsStore.com, and you get a high-quality water filtration system. You got a five-fold increase in kidney failure in areas with glyphosate, folks. This cuts it out. You need to filter your water. Right now, Austin Water tastes horrible, and they go, oh, it's an algae bloom, but it's not bad for you. Yeah, right. The water smells like urine. But at the South by Southwest, people will love it, I guess, because they're already urinating on everybody's liberty anyways. But InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to answer all your questions. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off. Very lowest price on proven, documented. We have the studies, side-by-side lab tests, blows away. We have Austinites, speaking of the devil, doing taste tests, 9-1, liking ours better than leading competitors, filtered water. We did that on the hike and bike trail. You can see the video there at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's just jam in calls. Paige. Then Maggie, then Jay, then Charles, then Matt. That's all we have time for. Let's go to Paige. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Paige from New York City. I have a few points. One is, I'm in New York City. Everyone's liberal here. Everybody buys into all the propaganda. And I just feel like the East Coast is completely void of any counter message. And it almost seems like it's a lost cause.
It's a cult. Yeah. And until the governor says, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, leave. And they said, are you serious?
He said,
leave. And these are cult members. And now they've collapsed their states. And now they're coming here to enslave me.
Exactly. And so I was a PR director for a big company, and I can tell you off air. And so I just think that what woke me up, because I grew up in the city, and I work in fashion, is really 9/11. And I almost feel like that's the key that kind of has sparked, this whole awareness of everything going on. And especially for people on the East Coast with the Boston bombing, it's really such common sense. And people have overcomplicated it so much. And, especially with the CIA coining the term conspiracy theorist. I think we need to make apparel and kind of go back to that old school, mythology of, making apparel, making ads, because, with the FTC right now, they're about to take over the internet with everything that they censor as it is.
What you're saying is what my mom says constantly. Culture is how we win. Making art is how we win. We have to all become walking billboards for freedom, and we will overturn the system. And the reason they're trying to shut down the web and freedom is because we're winning on the GMOs and the glyphosates. I mean, every week major companies are pulling it, like McDonald's. We're winning geopolitically. You're right. There are certain areas like the West Coast and the East Coast where they've really brainwashed people, but still... Please continue as a PR person. What is it like for you trained in all this to see it being used against the people?
It is so beyond frustrating that, I was really big and I am really big in fashion. And, it's so frustrating because I'm like a space alien out here. And, people have wanted to write manuscripts and screenplays of my life story. I'm only 30. But, it was until I realized just through, different life hardships that, I really wanted to have a purpose, and this, it was my calling. It's trying to alert people, but in a way that isn't, where they're like, you're a conspiracy theorist, or they want to marginalize you. Sorry, I'm in a pet store.
It's okay.
They want to marginalize you, just for having a different view. It's like they will not even accept you to the point where, my Twitter, I can't follow the people I want to follow just for business purposes. It's become that. Crazy.
It's a cult. Political correctness is the opposite of liberalism. Real liberalism is Jeffersonian and is wide open, wild, wild west. But what's amazing is that you as an insider are talking about the experiences you've gone through, and people I talk to in Hollywood, you name it, it's the same thing. They are in a cult. They want out of it. So the good news is the general public may be dumbed down in certain areas, but people inside the system really don't like having their free will taken away. And it's so empowering once they start saying no to the system that it's infectious. And I think it's going to spread. We'd love for you to do an interview with your face blacked out if you wanted to on Skype. PR Insider Speaks Out or something if you'd like. We'll put you on hold. You can give us your name and number. If you don't, just hang up. But we'd love to talk to you more. God bless you, Paige. But there's so many people seeing PR that are on the inside that listen to my show about Edward Bernays and the CIA and Project Mockingbird and coining the term in the 60s, conspiracy theorist. These are smart people, and they know we're not lying. And they're like, yeah, this is really bad. They just never thought about it. We're just here not to tell you what to think, but to get you to just go, hey, look around you. Is everything normal what you see going on here? Because it's not. And then them praying all these poor South by Southwest people. I've probably talked to 50 of them the last few days. And I'll go, let me guess, you're a college graduate, can't get a job. They're like, yeah, I got a huge student debt. I'm just hoping to find something here that gets me ahead. And they have this soul that's good, that wants to be special and wants to take action. Because humanity is special. but it's being manipulated by these globalists. Jay in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Thanks
good.
For taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say you have a great set of pipes. You were born to do this. And, I just wanted to get into a few things, basically. You know, it's just like you said, and it's even like people are so dumbed down. That's what it is. It's like, even with the NFL, Adrian Peterson doesn't have an appeals process. I'm like, okay, do you know what's going on with the Internet right now? Did you know that you don't have an appeal process with your Internet right now? Did you know that was taken over? And people, they don't even want to deal with that. They go, oh, I'll get out of here with that. So, you know, it's just irritating. It's like, you know, people are so dumbed down. And that's why people thank you, Alex, because you give that history lesson. These people are being raised by dumbed down parents that don't know anything. So the rants are good. The rhetoric is good. We love it. And that the truth movement is what's trendy. See, that's what's trendy. And people like Matt Allen and these different ones, they want to be trendy. And they want to take over the grassroots movement. That's why they infiltrated. Any good
I should put you on as a host. You should be a radio host. You just said everything I wanted to say in 2 hours in 45 seconds. That's it. It's so frustrating that the TVs are watching us. Hertz is putting cameras in. They did just take over the Internet. You tell a trendy, they just go, oh, and laugh at you because they don't know anything, and their only response is to act cool. So we have to just move on past these zombies and find people of every race, color, and creed and religion that understand we have an evil takeover happening. We can come together with our choices and build our own culture that is so sexy compared to the ugly, fake, plastic culture being sold to us by Madison Avenue.
Yes, we're keeping track. The bullet grab, the Trans-Pacific Agreement, everything done in secret, the black sites, the immigration, all illegal, all criminal. But I just wanted to ask you one more thing. Did you see that talk show that had the president on this week? Did
No.
you see how he introduced them? You didn't see that? The gym guy introduced him as the first Kenyan-born socialist.
We actually have that clip. Yeah, they make a joke out of it.
That's funny, right? This is the United States of America, but that's funny to introduce somebody. That's trendy. Kenyan, but you're not a citizen of the United States, but you get to be president like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a joke.
And now we learn it was a PSYOP scam to push us getting ready for foreign presidents when in truth he's not. He's from Hawaii and the son of a famous communist. I mean, you can just see the CIA writing the scripts on this, and even I bought into that Kenya stuff. And that's why I was in his Harvard Review. He was from Kenya. His wife said he was from Kenya. To make us jump on it and say, you're from Kenya, when he's not from Kenya, but then throw it back in our face and kind of say, I am from Kenya, when he's not. I mean, it's so sophisticated. These people are so smart. But they just decided to screw everybody over. God bless you. Great to hear from you. These callers are just so good. We got Charles wants to talk about public affairs relating to current topics. We've got Maggie in Austin. I got to go to Maggie, and I promise, Charles, we can get your number if you want. Have you back on in Matt, because I want to hear what he has to say. But so get their numbers, and we want them to call them and put them on tomorrow. Maggie, you got 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. For years, I used to go to South by Southwest, and I really loved it. But now I see it as a very dark force for all the reasons that you and Nico and Buckley mentioned. And to that, I would like to add that I also see it as sort of the linchpin or pillar or model for turning Austin into one giant service economy based on party.
Genius. Absolutely. No longer any industrial or cultural base. It's a party place, a place to vomit on the street. See you back tomorrow live.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.